Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. I just want to make an invitation to you. Just want to make an invitation on behalf of Jesus Christ that he really desires you. He really wants you. He doesn't want you to be just loyal to ministries, or he doesn't just want you to just try to live a good life. He wants something that's so deep and intertwined and personal that it really is just going to blow your mind. You know, Jesus is alive. He's not dead. And I've just noticed, being a believer for some time, that it's so easy to start seeing Jesus as only alive on Sunday when we talk about him, and when we die we'll see him and we think about what he did in the past, but we don't ever make the connection of who he is right now. Amen. I mean, that he is alive right now, friends. That's an implication for you. That means, as real as I am breathing and living right now, Jesus is alive and here. In fact, he says, if two or three gather in my name, I'm in the midst of them. So supernaturally, he's in the midst of you and I right now, if you're listening to this message. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, he is alive. And he's not just alive, but he's alive and he's active, and he wants you to fully surrender yourself to him, and he wants you to find your joy and your peace and your satisfaction. He wants you to find your peace of mind. He wants you to find your stability, not in anything else but him. I mean, there's so many times that Jesus is showing up in the New Testament, and he's telling people to not be afraid. Not be afraid. And then in Revelation 1:17, he shows up to John, right? And I'm quoting this one particularly because he's showing up and he's saying, "Fear not, I'm the first and the last. I'm he that liveth." See, I'm he that lives. I live right now. And I was dead, but behold, I'm alive forever. Forever. He's alive. And he doesn't want you to be afraid. He doesn't want you to walk around in a world where you are waiting for the next big job or raise or relationship to break through, or situation to go right with your business, or for your favorite team to win the championship, or for you to get whatever it is that you're looking for. He wants to be your life now. Amen. He wants to be your life, and he's inviting you. And so many of us, we look down upon the invitation. We don't take it seriously. I mean, what is our faith? What is our faith in Jesus Christ? What is our faith in Christians if we don't even acknowledge Jesus Christ? If we just kind of have this general look about God, just generally there, you know, the big guy in the sky, and I just pray generally and read the scriptures generally, and I go to church and, you know, I just try to be. That's not alive. There's nothing attractive about that. You know, when I'm sharing the gospel, Jesus Christ, I'm sharing a person. We're not sharing a religion. We're not sharing a movement. We're not sharing an ideal. We're not sharing a way of life. We're sharing a person, a living person. And this living person is saying to you, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. That's what he's saying. Pastor can't do it. I can't do it. You know, that TV show, that nothing can do it except him. You know, a good pastor is going to be pointing you to him. A good pastor is going to be telling you, look, I don't have the answers. He has the answer. He is the answer. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. And we get so, you know, invested in the steps to the way, except and just being invested in the way. Amen. We get so excited about the steps to the truth instead of just the truth, and the steps to the life instead of the life. I'm saying go directly to him. Start talking to him. He says, if my words abide in you, your joy will be full. In John 15. Do you know any of his words? Colossians 3 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Do you know anything that he, do you know any of his words that he says? Do they dwell in your mind? Man, I encourage you to open up those scriptures and start looking for the words of Jesus Christ. Just start looking for them, memorizing them. But it's time for you to see that he's alive. In Luke 24, he shows up to his disciples with the same stuff. After he was murdered and crucified and rose again, he showed up to them. He says, why are you troubled? Why do doubts and thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It's I, myself. Handle me and see. He's saying, look at my hands. Look at my feet that was pierced for you. Amen? He was crucified on the cross for your sins. It says in Revelation 1 that he bought your life. He bought your salvation. He bought your peace with his own blood. He washed you with his own blood. It's like, imagine just taking a him just taking a bucket of water and cleaning you, and it's his own blood. Oh, it sounds kind of eerie. But think of the personal investment, God's own blood. He didn't just do that so now you can go and try to make some life work apart from him. Or just try to have a Christian walk that's just about good deeds and going to church and joining a ministry. Those things are good, but they've got to flow from a living love and relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where it's got to flow from, friends, because if it's not flowing from that, then it's dead. It's dead. Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And you know what he's going to say? He says it in Matthew 7. I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. You know what? Please take a look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. And I want you to get a sense of what I'm talking about this personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, this personal relationship with him that's just so real that everything else just seems like just feces. He says, and I count all things, this is Paul talking, all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Do you see? It's all a person for him. It's all a person for him. Amen. It's all a person. If there's ever been any confusion about what Christianity is about, it's about a person of Jesus Christ, the person. You know, God says in Jeremiah 9, let not the mighty glory in their might, let not the rich glory in their rich, but let him who glories, or also he says, let not the wise glory in their wisdom, but he says, but let him or her who glories and boasts, let them glory and boast in this, that they know and understand me. That's what it's about, knowing and understanding the Messiah. That's what it's going to come down to. That's what it's going to come down to. Do you love him? And Jesus has made it clear. He says, if you keep my commandments, you love me. If you obey me, you love me. Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord and Master, but you don't obey me? You don't listen to me. Why do we call ourselves believers, but we don't even cherish his word? We don't obey it. We don't cherish it. We don't seek to know it. We don't let it dwell in us richly. We're not hanging off of it. I mean, if you just can get the chance to look at Psalm 119, you'll see a man in love with the word of Jesus Christ. He didn't know it was Jesus Christ then because Jesus Christ was hidden. It was all about him, though. The mystery of Christ has been revealed, Colossians chapter 1, right? In chapter 2, the mystery of Jesus Christ, the mystery of God has been revealed that it's Christ. Amen? But Psalm 119 is all about loving the word. He's saying stuff like, your word is better to me than thousands of silver, all the gold and metal and just money. He's saying, your word lifts me up. Your word encourages me. It's a personal love we're talking about. And that's what I'm encouraging you to get onto. That's what I'm encouraging you to jump onto is just knowing Jesus Christ personally, being in love with him. And how does that look like practically? I'm not just speaking empty stuff to you. I'm saying pick up your Bible and start to hang on the words and memorize them and obey them and practice them. Ask him for things that you need in your life, those personal, specific, personal, secret things that you need. Ask him for them. Ask him. You know, start worshiping him and praising him. This is real practical stuff I'm talking about. You know, how do you know someone if you don't listen to them? If you don't hear their words and practice them and let their words be a part of your life? And that's what I'm saying. Let Jesus' words be a part of your life, and it will change you, and you'll get to know him. You know, I always heard that when you read a book, it's like having a conversation with the author. When you actually sit down and you read a book, you get to know that author really well, because you're hearing his thoughts, his inner thoughts. He's writing them down, and you're just spending hours and hours just going through them. And you get to know them. You get to know how they feel about certain things. You get to know how they see that particular topic. And it's no different with our Lord, the Christ. If you just read the scriptures and just hear him, amen, and listen to him, read the words and memorize them, you'll get to know him. And you know what? The scriptures are alive. When you're seeing Jesus Christ in them, when you're seeing the living word of God from the written word of God, well, that's alive. The word of God is living and powerful. It's alive, so it never gets old. You're never like, oh, you see, I read it all, so I guess I know all there is to know, like I, you know, all these other books. No, no, no. It's alive, so we're in love with the person. You know, we praise and lift up the person of Jesus Christ. This whole life is about the person of Jesus Christ. We run the prize. We run the race. We're in it. We're moving forward because of the person of Jesus Christ and what he's done. What he's done for us, amen, what he's done for you. He's wiped away everything. He's given you a free, clear pass to heaven. He's cleaned your debt. He's wiped it off. He's taken it off the menu. And man, judgment is going to pass over you. He says, if you believe my words, you will pass judgment and enter into life, amen. Death is just going to be just an open door into just eternal paradise with God for you. And you don't do anything to earn it. He did it. And you can get to know him now. He won't be a stranger to you when you get to heaven. You can know him right now, read his word, and obey him, and worship him, and talk to him, and pray to him. And it will all, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. So I just encourage you to just want to give you that quick encouragement just to know the Lord. Press on to know him. Press on to know the Lord. Amen.